Searchlights sweep an evening sky, piercing clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of 20th Century Studios with the lights of Hollywood, palm trees, and the hills beyond. In animation, choppy waves break offshore from the twinkling lights of Wonder Wharf. Text appears, 6 years ago. A light in a lamppost flickers off and on. The roller coaster looms beneath the dark blue sky. A sign on an attraction reads, Mole Hill. Two shadows struggle inside a Carnival Midway booth. A view lingers on rows of plush toys hanging from a wire rack. A muzzle flash bursts out. Views show the stuffed prizes staring wide-eyed. Layer by layer, a cheeseburger assembles. It appears on the sign hanging above the sidewalk outside Bob's Burgers. Signage on a van which drives off reads, The Pest Years of Our Lives. Text appears, present day.
Well, that's the first time an exterminator said he's gonna pray for us.
That's okay, right? That's not a bad sign.
No.
What you doing, Gene?
I'm making an instrument out of spoons and a napkin holder and dreams and magic.
Obviously, Tina.
How's the burger, Bob?
It's okay. I put an egg on it.
Why is Dad making a burger at 8 a.m.?
Is he on British time?
He's making it to bring to Mr. Dowling at the bank. We have a meeting this morning, and we're going to ask for an extension on a loan payment.
Oh, fun.
And we really, really need to get that extension. All the restaurant equipment is wrapped up in that loan.
So you're giving him a burger?
Well, I mean, we can't give him money, Tina.
Because we don't have any.
Pretty much.
How about you play him some of this?
Gene flicks the spoon.
What, to scare him?
No, to enchant him.
Bob, you know I love this bring him a burger idea. But isn't it a little early to be making it? I mean, our appointment isn't for a while.
This is a practice burger.
Why are you whispering?
I don't want it to hear him feel bad.
Okay.
Wait, I'm a what?
Nothing. What? You're great.
Bob pets the burger.
That feels nice.
I know.
Don't rub my sesame seeds off.
I won't. Don't worry.
They're a cute couple.
I give him a year.
I'm gonna make another
practice
burger, and I'm gonna try not to think too much about how much is riding on today. Maybe I should put two eggs on it.
Hey, this could be your burger of the day. You can call it your keep your sunny side up and your cloudy side down, stay positive, Bobby, things are gonna be okay burger, right?
It's a little long.
How about Mr. Greasy?
Well, better get going. Only one more week of school, and then I'm Summer Tina. And big things are coming for Summer Tina.
Big things like that heat rash you get sometimes?
Bigger.
Summer Louise might be making some moves that are pretty big, too. Maybe. I don't know. Don't worry about it, all right?
Fine. Sorry.
Summer Jean's gonna be topless 24/7 and doing a lot of this.
Oh, great.
Bye, my babies. Watch out for the messed up sidewalk.
Thank you.
A burger patty hits the griddle and a fry basket is dunked in hot oil.
Every day we come downstairs, unlock the door and turn the sign to open.
Linda flips the closed sign to open.
Here's another day I give myself a little diarrhea from the worry and the stressing and the hoping.
But I won't think about those fears now. Mr. Dowling at the bank is gonna say, oh wow, when he tastes our burgers, tastes our fries, he'll probably give us a high five.
Extend our loan, throw us a bone, and tell us we are in the zone.
Yeah.
Send us on our merry way. Hey, have yourselves a pleasant day.
We'll come back here, we'll go berserk. We'll hug and kiss
and get to
work. Oh, Bobby, I like what I'm hearing. Diarrhea is fine, but no sense fearing. When you have that just unstoptimistic spirit, it's gonna be the sunny side of summer of our lives.
Their kids follow Jimmy Jr. down the sidewalk.
Every time I see him, oh my heart, it does a crazy little dance. Something like,
Looks good.
And I want for him to kiss me and then walk away so I can see what's shaking in the backside of his pants.
Oop.
I think that this is real, what I feel. And if he could feel it too, well then that would be ideal. So I wanna make this thing legit. I'm gonna put a ring on it.
Ooh.
But not a ring, cause that's cray cray. I mean, we're only in 8th grade. I'll do the thing 8th graders do. When you like me and I like you, put something special on a chain and give it to him and explain. I'd like for you to be my summer boyfriend. He'll say yes and then to seal it, shake your rear end. And it's gonna be the sun. summer of my life.
In class.
Each and every day I want to sing, I want to play. Play this napkin-y thing, I made it, and it's gonna revolutionize American pop music.
Louise and other kids walk a hall in slow-mo.
I just think I'm pretty great. Yup, that's right. No big deal. I'm not hiding what I feel about some things on my mind. And if they're holding me behind, keeping me feeling small, though they actually make me tall, hope they don't hear me talking about them. Don't know what I am without them. But this summer I might see just what I turn out to be. And it's gonna be the sunny side of summer of our lives. Just
another summer. As the Belcher siblings head down the school hallway, their parents cross a street. They arrive at First Oceanside Savings Bank.
Yes. No.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Extension denied.
Huh?
You have 7 days to make your payment, or we'll repossess your restaurant equipment.
7 days?
Possess, equipment? Like, haunted?
I brought you a burger.
Oh, no thanks. I'm trying to eat less meat.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to close out the file and, your faces are making me sad, so if you could go.
Oh, my face.
And can you take the,
There's fries in there. You want the fries?
Typing till you're gone. Typing till you're gone.
At school, Gene demos his instrument.
And that is the breakthrough we've been looking for.
It hurts my teeth somehow. Also, who's we?
The band, our underappreciated but highly influential band, the Itty Bitty Diddy Committee, that we're in with my sisters and recorder bad boy Peter Pescadero.
Oh, right, we were in a band.
And we went with that name?
Yes, and we were just waiting to discover our sound, and I'm sure you agree that I found it.
Zeke tackles Jimmy Jr.
I'm gonna get you! Come on! No,
Zeke, out! Yeah. Too high!
Sorry!
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna walk right over there, and I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I am going to do it. Here I go. Nope, going back over here. Can't do it. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Ow! Zeke, my penis area!
Nope, not the right time. Stand down, soldier.
Girls do a flip off of a playground bar.
Louise, come do a dead man's drop.
Ooh, that's over there and I'm over here. But thank you. She's scared.
Ha! No, I'm not. I mean, I'm scared of how comfortable I am over here.
She's afraid her hat will fall off.
You're afraid my hat will fall off, so gotcha.
Good one. I mean, kinda.
I don't know why she still wears that thing. It's like she's 5.
Oh, boy.
BB.
What'd you say? Did you just use the B word?
I'm pretty sure she said lady.
I heard rabies.
Show you, baby!
Louise throws down her book.
What's going on over here? A little conflict?
At Bob's Burgers.
Stupid bank, sunny side up. More like crappy side up.
It's gonna be okay, Bob. Bob?
Do you think he remembers that I ordered a burger?
Yeah.
Your sidewalk's getting worse.
Uh-huh.
I saw someone trip. Hey, how are you guys gonna celebrate getting that load extension? Should I get some t-shirts made? I'd wear one.
We didn't get the extension, Teddy.
What? But you made a burger!
He's eating less meat, Teddy!
Okay, geez.
He's eating less meat. Bob, calm down. 7 days! We can do this. All we have to do is sell enough burgers in 7 days to pay the bank, which is...
a lot.
Lot's not that much, right? We can do it.
Hey, there's gonna be more business down at the Wonder Wharf because of the Octo-Wharf-iversary.
Oh, yeah, the Octo-Wharf-iversary. More foot traffic.
Yeah, that's true.
And feet have mouths. Mouths that we could put burgers in, right, Bob?
Yeah, feet have mouths.
Feet mouths.
There he is. See? Doesn't it feel good to be a little hopeful?
Instead of being scary and shouty.
And making people feel nervous to ask about their order.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
It's gonna be the sunny side up. Come on, summer of our lives.
Bob and Linda swing their elbows back and forth while Teddy and Mort sit at the counter. A geyser shoots up from a sinkhole, cratering the street and sidewalk outside Bob's Burgers. On the street, people stand gawking.
Oh, my God.
Later.
It's not so bad.
Especially if you're into huge sinkholes.
I mean, you can't get in the door. Customers need that, usually, to be able to get into the restaurant.
Oh, hey, Mr. Dowling. Don't worry about this at all. We're doing great. 7 days. He's shaking his head, but that's probably just because he's got a bug on his face.
Look out! Landlord coming through. Wealthy landlord coming through.
That's a big hole, Bob. What did you do?
What?
I agree. This is in no way caused by old and leaky outflow pipes that the landlord of this property should have replaced years ago. Good point, sir.
Is this important? Because, Calvin, we were right in the middle of flyering for Wonder Wharf and Sham Pumping.
How long do you think this will take to fill in, Mr. Fishouter?
Well, let's see. What year is it now?
Oh, my God.
He's kidding. You're kidding, right?
Yes. Let's say yes. I'm putting you in charge of this, Felix. You're my ne'er-do-well brother, who no one believes in. But maybe filling holes is your thing. And you just need a chance to shine.
Grover, I'm delegating this to you, since you're our something.
Lawyer.
Right.
And cousin.
Ugh.
Anyway, the city will take care of this. Probably done soonish.
Or sooner.
See, Bob? A hole's getting filled.
If I had a nickel.
Jane.
Shall we sham pump our way out of here? Finish passing out these flyers?
Felix drinks through a pump tube and throws flyers on the sidewalk.
I'm exhausted.
Louise reads one.
80 years of cheap thrills and almost no decapitations. Wow, that's such a low amount.
I know. Can you believe it? She's lasted 80 years without getting sued out of existence or collapsing into the sea.
That's what we say about Dad.
Louise.
My dad left all this to me. The pier, all these buildings. I still can't tell if it was a joke.
Should have been me.
Oh, well, that would have been funny.
Ha, true.
This says you're going to have live music at the newly half-renovated band shell.
Yes. We've got that accordion group, Accordinary People. Everybody loves them. We've got Johnny Jazz Hands. He does something with his hands that I don't want to spoil.
Thank you.
And our band, the Itty Bitty Diddy Committee.
Oh, you're serious. I'm gonna step away from you.
All right, fellas, let's not be here anymore. Bye, burger people. See you when the rent's due. Put it in my mouth.
Ugh, rent.
Oh, rent! Mr. Fishotto, we need your help.
She pulls the tube out of his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my. The bank's being kind of cranky about our business loan, so can we not pay you rent for a little bit so we can pay the bank?
You want to not pay me rent? Am I understanding your ridiculous question?
Just for this month.
I agree with Felix.
Well, I'm of two minds, and by that I mean drunk. So I'm going to say maybe. Oh, hush. Drive on!
We're driving on the sidewalk.
Why, ha?
Because we don't have to pay rent. That'll help us with the bank.
He said maybe.
Yeah, but he winked when he said it.
He's only got one eye. How do you know it wasn't a blink?
I can tell.
Hey, Jimmy Jr.
Hi, Santa. This is cool. It's so deep.
It's like at any moment, the Earth can just swallow us up.
Yeah.
Because it loves us so much. Mr. Belcher, do you have a backup restaurant in case the Earth gets this one?
No.
Oh.
Louise, get away from the hole! Get away from the hole! Please! All right, I'm going upstairs to go to the bathroom, and they said we won't be able to flush while they're fixing the water pipe, so last one to go. I hope you had your shots, because it's going to get intense in there.
I want to go first, or at least not last.
I want to go last. I want to be the cherry on top.
Text appears over the sinkhole. The next day. Linda tapes up a sign in the window reading, "We are open. Enter through our scenic alley." Arms at his sides, Bob stares morosely through the storefront. People zip along the sidewalk and street in a blur of movement as day gradually turns to night. Bob remains rooted to the spot. The light in Bob's Burgers goes out and the light in the Belcher's apartment above turns on.
Staring at that hole, Hole & Oates. Come to bed.
No one came in today.
I know.
And now we have 6 days to pay the bank.
Yep.
And Mr. Fishouter didn't call us back about the rent. We still don't know what kind of maybe that was.
90% of maybes are yeses.
Definitely not true. We've said maybe to being in Teddy's book club so many times.
Well, they fixed the pipe. That's good, right? And it's a pretty blue plastic. So modern. We're hip now. Hey, Mr. Mopey, what was that thing you told me your mother used to say?
I don't know. Something stinks in here?
No, it was like hope and grit keeps you out of the you-know-what.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. I think she thought that was very edgy.
Well, it's true, too. Come on, come to bed. Tomorrow the hall will get all filled up and we'll sell a million burgers. And you'll be able to make facial expressions again, huh? Happy. Hopeful. Kissy lips.
Please.
Closed eyes, piggy nose.
When?
I love Linda. Aw, I love you too, Bobby. Okay, bed. Kids, lights out soon, okay? We're good parents.
Tina rode Jericho down the beach. Jimmy Jr. rode his horse, Verico. Verico Svein from Spain.
In Tina's fantasy.
I'm running.
If you want to catch us, you'll have to take off those bulky jeans to be more aerodynamic. Oh, you're doing it already. Great.
You're right. I'm faster and I'm just wearing underwear.
They galloped along the endless sand, side by side. This is a perfect day. All my favorite stuff in one place. You, my main horse, Jericho. If only there were... Oh, there they are. Hi, sexy zombies. Oh, hey, I have something for you.
Oh, yeah? Is that what I think it is?
My Bretklis. It's a combination of Bret and necklace.
Cool.
Gosh, I'm so nervous. I shouldn't be nervous in my own fantasy.
This is a fantasy?
Don't worry about that. Forget I said anything.
I was wondering why I was still good at horse-top riding.
Horse-back?
What?
Nothing.
Wait, let's stop.
Whoa, Jericho.
Aw, I hate stopping.
So, why are you nervous in your own fantasy? Is it because you're having some doubts about real me, summer boyfriend-wise?
Doubts? What?
I'm sensing some doubts.
Hey, how about you have a fantasy, and you can ask a lot of questions in that, huh? Don't ruin this, Fantasy Jimmy Jr.
You're ruining it. You're making me say these things.
I am not! Did you lose your jeans or your mind, right?
Take it easy.
Ow! You take it easy, okay?
Tina, calm down.
What's happening? What's happening right now?
This is fun! We're having fun on the friggin' beach! Son of a butt!
Tina throws her journal against the wall.
That sounds good. Dad's been using this restaurant stuff all wrong.
Gene plays his spoon instrument. He imagines himself in costume on stage.
I thought you were at a conference in Houston. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Do you guys want to hear one more What the?
Lights on surrounding attractions go out as a gigantic spacecraft hovers near the band shell. A robot peers from a hatch.
Stop.
What?
Stop playing.
Why?
We can hear you from our planet and it makes our teeth hurt.
You have teeth?
Yeah, I think so. How about you go get some different instruments and maybe figure out if music is, I don't know, your thing?
But everyone loves us!
No, they were being nice. See? They left.
Oh.
So, this is getting awkward. Look, I'm not saying we'll destroy your planet, but it's not, like, off the table if you play one more note on that thing. Bye!
The spacecraft blasts off. In his bed, Gene glumly flicks the spoon. Elsewhere, Louise imagines her toys giant-sized.
So, thank you for coming. I know you all have busy schedules. Dodomeki, Bakuneko, Koro Kamui, Unlicensed Borobu Plushie, Kuchikopi, Melted Coochie.
We are happy to be here, he says.
What's that?
You heard me.
Fellas, please. I've got a situation at school. Chloe Barbash called me a baby. What do we do? Ideas. Go.
Shoot her out of a cannon, karate chop her in half, find a shark and throw it at her. These are just off the top of my head. I don't know if anyone else is going to jump in.
Okay, we have cannon, karate, shark. What else?
Why did she call you a baby?
It was the dead man's drop thing. I didn't want to do it. I was worried all my loose change would fall out.
Okay.
All right, fine. It's also because of my hat, my ears. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I, like, wear them a lot.
That you mention it.
Some people think, Chloe thinks that I'm scared to not wear them, which is crazy.
Totally.
And why is she dropping these B-bombs on me like it's nothing? It's offensive to, you know, babies.
I mean, you are talking to your toys right now. Is this a bad time to bring that up?
Your collectibles? Damaged collectibles, some of you, who are lucky to still be in the mix?
Yep, right, yep, got it.
How are these babyish? I mean, yeah, I've had them since preschool, and sure, I was thinking about maybe not wearing them anymore, but...
Wait, back up. Did you say you've had them since preschool?
Yes. You don't know the story?
Is it long?
Shush, tell us.
My parents gave me these because it was the first day of preschool, and I guess I was scared or something, and my mom made them, and they gave them to me so I would be brave.
So what I'm hearing is your head has not grown since preschool.
Hey, some people's heads just start out the perfect size and stay that way, okay? Guys, we're supposed to be coming up with ideas here. How do I step to Chloe, get my rep back, and just generally bring it?
Oh, melted, night, idea, light bulb.
Just say it.
You go in the hole.
The hole in front of the restaurant?
Yeah. Get video. Get it on tape. You down in that scary hole doing your thing?
Interesting.
You know what they say? Babies come out of holes. They don't go into them.
Do they say that?
They do, all the time. I've never heard it. Anyway, there's your dead man's drop, Louise. You drop into the abyss. That sounded cool, admit it. Your breath's not cool, though, please. I brushed.
By the sinkhole.
So I'm supposed to videotape you climbing down into the hole so you can show kids at school?
Yeah, because babies don't go into holes, they come out of them.
Okay, you have to stop saying that.
And what am I supposed to do again?
You say, Louise, don't go down there, it's dangerous. And then when I go anyway, you gasp.
Like this?
No, do it better.
Can I say, honey, no?
No.
How about what?
Just the line and then the gasp. It's great. Thank you.
All those in favor of doing this tomorrow morning? Jean, I see your hand's almost up.
No, Mom and Dad would try and stop me. It has to be now. Roll tape.
Okay.
Gripping a rope, Louise creeps to the hole's edge and peers down.
It's not that scary. You're just hauling your head right now. Get out of your head. Big girl, pajama pants, come on.
Louise, don't go down there. It's dangerous. Louise, don't go down there. It's dangerous. Louise, don't go down there. It's dangerous.
I think we got it. That last one was good.
Staring into the darkness, Louise frowns.
I can't.
Oh, not what I was expecting?
Yeah, well, let's just forget I even brought it up.
The ground beneath her feet gives way.
Louise, are you okay?
Yes.
Did you mean to wave your arms all over the place while falling into the hole? Because if so, you nailed it.
Yes, it all went great. Can you toss me the light?
Here.
Ow.
Did you say ow because you caught it?
Louise rubs her head and shakes the flickering toy light.
So is that a wrap?
Yep. Yeah, I think we're good. Want to go ahead and help me out? I'll grab the rope and try to climb up and you guys pull.
With our arms?
Okay. Tell us when.
Okay, yeah, just trying to... Stupid mud, I hate you. Stay on, freaking light. Okay, pull.
Gripping the rope, she tries to gain a foothold as her siblings pull.
Hold on. My foot's stuck. That's not at all terrifying. Everything's gonna be fine.
She struggles to free her foot. Gripping something jutting from the wall, she finds herself face to face with a human skull.
What the?
She falls to her back with the skeleton atop her. Teeth drop from the skull, two falling into her gaping mouth. She coughs them up as her siblings gaze down.
So, how's our girl?
Now a detective snaps photos of the remains.
Oh, it's a crime scene. Great, 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 great.
That's the spirit, Dad.
Oh, my baby, my sweet baby.
Enough, Mom. I'm okay. Take it easy with the baby stuff.
Sorry. Oh, come here. My baby.
Mom!
I know someone's dead and their bones fell on your face.
But... In my mouth. Let's just be clear. I tasted death.
I'm sorry you tasted death, Louise, but this is bad. I don't think they fill in crime holes very quickly.
Crime hole?
Gene.
Oh, yeah, they're really slow.
Oh, hey, Sergeant Bosco.
Yeah, they brush the dirt away with tiny little tools. And their lunch break takes forever because they use tiny forks. I'm kidding about the forks thing, but yeah, it's gonna take a while.
Oh, nuts.
You know, they found a bullet lodged in the ribs, and I don't think he fell on it, if you know what I mean. Mm. So, it's in front of your restaurant. Did you do it?
What? No.
Okay, easy. Just checking. You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I don't know. One time I saw him crumple a receipt in a way that made me uncomfortable. So much rage.
Jane.
Crime hole.
Tina.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to split back to robbery division, which is just as good as homicide. Maybe better. Everyone says that. Sometimes homicide begs for help from us robbery guys.
Hey, get out of here.
A detective flings mud at Bosco.
All right, kids. You got to get out of here, too. Go to school and don't go in any more holes, you hear me? And stay away from crevices. No, my sweet baby. Come here.
Now, as the kids head down a sidewalk, Louise studies a tooth in her hands.
What are you looking at there? The fun rock?
Louise, that's evidence. You should have given that to the police.
What, tooth of her? No. This is mine. I earned it. When you go into a hole...
Accidentally fall into a hole?
Gracefully tumble in while screaming?
Go into a hole, you get to keep whatever lands in your mouth. That's a rule.
That's true under the bleachers, too.
Plus, look at it. Isn't that the weirdest shaped tooth you've ever seen?
Okay, maybe not too close. Oh,
you can't handle the tooth.
It was in my mouth, Tina.
It's just, I think it's like against the law for you to have that.
Don't worry, it's just a souvenir. I'll keep it to myself. Check it, people, a dead man's tooth.
And she's showing the whole school.
I went down to the sinkhole at night, found a skeleton. This tooth fell in my mouth. Did somebody say that's badass? Like the ultimate dead man's drop? I guess, maybe, I don't know.
It was very dramatic and we got it all on tape.
Oh.
But we gotta get it transferred to a format that anyone else in the world has.
I think my dad has that kind of player.
This just looks like that kind. Questions.
Oh my God, Eli put his retainer on a chain and gave it to you? So romantic.
Yeah, we're gonna be summer boyfriend girlfriend.
Wait, but doesn't he like need it?
What are you, a doctor?
I don't know.
Where's your pager? Where's your
maybe
light?
This is a good time to bring this baby out. Cafeteria, pretty magical setting. Just gotta untangle it a little bit. And then it's time for that special moment.
Hey, Zeke, throw a chicken nugget in my mouth.
Okay!
Tina holds her barrettes.
Ow. Throw it again.
God, he's still trying to catch that chicken nugget in his mouth. His whole eighth grade year.
Ow. Throw it again.
Should we just not do this?
No, I want to be able to say I caught a chicken nugget in my mouth more than anything. Otherwise, this has all been a waste.
I see your point. We'll get you there.
Maybe now's not right. He's got a lot going on. But still excited about this. Woohoo.
And that's why I'm starting my foundation, Sinkhole Kids. It's to help kids who've been in sinkholes. It changes you. Some people can't handle it.
Fourth graders, why are you not sitting down? Or are you sitting? It's hard to tell. You're all so small.
Hey!
Oh, Louise, I've been meaning to ask you. Where'd you get your hat? I want to get one like that for my niece. She's 3 and she loves bunnies.
Back off, LeBond!
What? I'm trying to cheer her up. Potty training's not going well. It's nasty.
Louise storms out.
Hello, Louise. Did you have a nice, nutritious meal?
Nighttime. At home, she tugs on her rabbit ear hat.
Holy Barbash, laughing. I'll laugh at her. She's not laughing at me.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, call me back. Thank you. Bye. So, how many times is it okay to call your landlord and leave a message?
Depends. Does he like you?
I still can't believe we were living above a dead body this whole time. I couldn't even tell.
I wonder who the skeleton was. George Washington? I can't think of any other dead people.
Well, whoever it was, they were murdered to death and buried to death by a murderer barrier.
And a Scorpio, probably.
I'm gonna call him one more time.
Hey. Yeah, easy, Bob. Easy.
Lynn, we have to pay the bank.
You shout that a lot now.
We only have 4 days left. There's no way we can pay rent and come up with the bank's money. We haven't sold any burgers.
Teddy's had a lot of burgers.
Right. We haven't sold any burgers to someone besides Teddy.
Oh, my God. Look, they're talking about a hole.
The skeleton discovered earlier this morning under Ocean Avenue has been identified as missing Wonder Wharf employee Daniel D'Angelo, widely known to park customers as Cotton Candy Dan.
Cotton Candy Dan? Is that the guy who sold corn dogs?
Mom, shush.
Police sources tell Channel 6 News that a suspect is being taken into custody tonight.
Aha! There you go. They have a suspect. Now they'll uncrime scene our hole and fill it in. And Mr. Fishotto will call us back too. And he'll tell us we can slide on the rent and we'll be on Easy Street.
If Easy Street had a big hole in it, huh?
Maybe. You're right. Sorry. Sorry I was freaking out. Sorry, everybody.
Something's just come in.
Oh!
This is breaking news. Wonder Wharf owner Calvin Fishotto has been arrested and charged with the murder of Cotton Candy Dan.
Oh! What the?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's not good.
To police headquarters.
Mr. Fishotto, do you have any comment for us? At this time.
I haven't killed any carnies. There. I think that clears everything up. I refer all further questions to my personal attorney and personal cousin, Grover Fishotto.
My client is innocent and we're gonna prove it.
Yeah, sure, a bullet from my brother's gun was found in the guy's body. And sure,
yeah.
A lot of people heard him yelling, I'm gonna kill you, carny, and I'm gonna bury your body where no one can find it.
Sure.
But who among us hasn't said those exact words while gambling with carnies on a stormy night, huh?
No one. We've all said those words.
Maybe we'll be his one phone call? Oh, the weather.
Daytime. Bob gazes out the storefront at the sinkhole.
Hey, Wharfiversary stuff's still going on. I heard they're doing half-price rides and free popcorn.
Yeah, kind of busy out there.
People do not seem to mind going to a park owned by a murderer.
If only we could get to the people. Why can't restaurants move around, you know? Just hop over the hull.
Huh.
Why can't buildings have little legs?
That'd be cute. Yeah.
Or motors and wheels.
That's cars.
Oh, yeah, that's cars.
Bob's glum face dissolves into his glum face at the dinner table.
Is that okay?
Oh, no.
Dad, I don't want to stop your flow, but can you pass the pilaf?
Oh, God.
That's butter. You know what? Butter's better.
Later, Bob lies in bed.
No.
How you doing there, big guy?
I don't know. I mean, I held it together in front of the kids during dinner, but I'm really worried.
Oh, yeah? I couldn't tell.
It's just our landlord's gonna go to prison, the bank's gonna call in our loan, and then they'll take our restaurant stuff, and we will live in a box on the street. This is what's
Louise eavesdrops.
Oh, Bob, I need you. The kids need you.
What do you mean? You and the kids need me to not go out of business.
No. Going out of business down there is not as bad as going out of business in there.
My soft back?
No, you're hard. Look, I know you're Droopy Bob right now, but you know who else is in there? Dreamy Bob, the guy who wanted to open a restaurant in the first place. Slap his name on it. Make cuckoo crazy burgers with wild ingredients. A new one every day.
I did not say cuckoo crazy burgers. I would not say that.
You know what I mean. Super funky burgers?
Well, no matter what I said, I think that maybe Dreamy Bob is dumb, and Droopy Bob just kind of sees things the way they are.
You know what you gotta do to Droopy Bob?
What?
You gotta punch him in the nuts like this.
Ow!
Sorry. I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? It's like a
metaphor, like this.
Ow! Stop. It's not a metaphor if you actually do it.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Then hey, who knows? Maybe Mr. Fischotter is innocent. He gets out, we put that wink in the bank.
I don't know if he's innocent, but he's going to prison.
Well, at least the other prisoners will like his eye patch.
That's a good look for prison. You know, conversation starter.
Louise stares resolutely. Daytime. The kids exit onto the sidewalk.
Bye, kids. Have fun at school. Gene, I hope we do okay on that math homework. I was really winging it. 4.
I hope so, too. Good guess.
Louise pulls them into an alley.
All right, emergency kid meeting.
What? Now? Here?
Yeah, we gotta talk.
Outdoor before school emergency kid meeting? Is this about whatever's going on with Tina's bangs right now? I've been wanting to fix them all morning.
Wait, what?
No, listen, I heard Mom and Dad talking last night. The restaurant is in big trouble.
Boy trouble? Girl trouble?
All the trouble. Mr. Fischotter can't go to prison. If he does, Mom and Dad won't be able to pay the bank, and then that's it. No more restaurant. And what are we gonna do with Mom and Dad after school if there's no more restaurant?
Huh.
Signed them up for sports?
But the good news is, I think Mr. Fischotter is innocent.
Innocent? But what about how guilty he is?
Well, why was he so relaxed about that hole? If you had buried a guy in that exact spot, wouldn't you be a little more anxious to fill it in? Or at least go sneak that sucker out of there and stick him somewhere else? Like how you rehide your journal every night?
No, I don't.
So, here's the plan. We need to skip school.
No.
Yes. We need to gather evidence. Talk to witnesses. We need to start now.
But Louise, if you don't think Mr. Fischotter did it, who did?
Here's what I'm thinking. This was actually a beef between two carnies.
Beef con carny.
Mm-hmm. You get your hands on Fischotter's gun, you settle your score with Con Candy Dan, you just got away with murder.
So what do we do with that theory?
Turn it into a graphic novel.
No, we go talk to our old pal Mickey. He's a carny now. He probably knows all the carny gossip. And I brought all the gear we'll need. Snacks, gum, nightlight.
Oh, snacks. I'm in.
Nightlight?
Yeah, in case it gets dark.
I thought we were doing this during school time.
I don't know why I mentioned the light. Let's just get our bikes, shall we?
Fine. I did forget to do a bunch of homework.
Great. So we have to get past the back door without Mom and Dad seeing us. Stay low, follow my lead. Try to look like alley trash.
Or raccoon poop.
The open back door frames Bob from a distance. Louise sneaks past and her siblings follow. She grabs their bikes, stashed near a dumpster.
We did that really well.
All right, save Mr. Fischotter, save the restaurant, solve a murder. On 3. 1, 2, 3.
Save Mr. Fischotter, save the restaurant, solve a murder.
Improve we're not babies in Chloe Barber's system. Okay, let's move.
This is how Law and Order should start, every time.
At the Wonder Wharf ticket booth.
Hi, we're looking for Mickey.
Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey. Brown hair, used to rob banks. Nice guy, works here now.
No, I know Mickey. He owes me $375.
Dollars?
And 75.
Cents?
Yeah.
Where's he working today? Scream McCain?
He's off till second shift.
Do you know where he lives? We could probably remind him about the $375.
He lives in Carneapolis. Most of the carnies live in Carneapolis.
That makes sense.
Where is Carneapolis?
Hang a left at the old dog food building. But don't go there.
Don't go there?
The dog food building?
Yeah, down past the stadium. You'll smell it, then go left. But seriously, don't go there.
Is there a reason you keep saying don't go there?
Because you shouldn't.
Okie dokie. Just wanted to clarify, but why should we...
Hi, is the park open?
Nah, I'm just here because I'm trapped inside this booth. Yes, we're open. All rides half off today. The only crime would be to not take advantage of these prices.
At Bob's Burgers.
Okay, new sign. I think this is the one. We have a whole new look.
Mm.
Come on in through the alley. It's not weird. Love, Linda and Bob.
I guess it's professional.
P.S. Alley smells like pee. Restaurant is fine.
Bob lies on the floor.
Oh, Bob! Dirt!
Dirt?
Dirt!
I'm getting up. Oh, dirt. They're gonna fill in the hole.
Look at them.
A truck dumps a mound of dirt in the street.
Where are they going?
They are leaving.
They're leaving the dirt?
They are leaving the dirt. Do we put it in ourselves, or...
They probably have someone else coming, the dirt installer.
Hmm.
It's nice. It's like a little mountain.
I don't like it. I think it should be in the hole.
Hmm.
Bob! Linda! Come! Come see!
Teddy shows off a food cart.
Bah, bah, bah. I call it the Mobile Bob Burgermobile. So you can sell burgers in the street. You can go anywhere. Hot street meat. It's my grill from home, but I upgraded the wheels and I put these bars on it so you can move it.
Oh, wow.
It's got a cooler for drinks. Huh? Got a little umbrella here. You got a place to keep buns and toppings. I figure you grill, Linda serves, and I'll push it around for you. So I'll be there the whole time with you guys, keeping the banter going, being part of each other's lives, you know, laughing, loving,
learning. Teddy, it's so nice of you to do this, but we don't have a license to sell food on the street. We could get fined.
I'll keep an eye out for the car.
chops.
I don't think it. We can. What would you say?
I love it.
Right? You can't get the people to your burgers. You bring the burgers to them.
I feel like we're just skipping over my "we don't have a license" comment.
Oh, come on, Bob. It's not a law, right? It's like I'm supposed to wear a hairnet when I work in the kitchen, but I never do.
That's a law. Also a law. They're both laws.
Bob, we have to sell some burgers today, right?
Yes.
We got 4 days to pay the bank.
That's true.
Come on.
Okay, fine, but only because we're desperate.
This place can't close. I can't live if living is without you.
Teddy, I said we could do it.
Oh, good.
Let's light this sucker up, huh?
You got it.
Flame shoot up.
No problem. No problem. Just gotta check the gas line. Might have had it up a little bit high. You guys meet me back here with some ground beef and some comfortable shoes and maybe an apron for me so we all kind of have a uniform.
Oh, that gives me an idea. Bob, I gotta go up to the apartment real quick. Be right back.
Okay, Bob, grab your meat.
Please don't shout that at me.
Right, right. Grab your meat.
On a street.
Smells like the most stuff you can grind up to make food.
Oh, look, that was their slogan.
A sign reads, "Mr. Gravy Paws."
This doesn't look right. No one lives here.
I don't know why. It's beautiful.
They gaze down an alley.
Whoa. You hear that?
Huh. They sound cranky.
Let's check it out.
Oh, okay.
I'm at school. I'm feeling suddenly like I love fractions.
Yeah.
I want to learn about photosynthesis so badly right now.
If this is Carniapolis, maybe we shouldn't disturb their scary-sounding carny time?
I mean, it's a little like they're deciding who to shiv, and if they see us, they'll be like, oh, let's shiv them, but, you know, maybe not.
Past a maze of derelict mobile homes, they see people gathered around an above-ground pool.
Are they playing a game with duckies?
Adorably.
Ducky, 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 ducky. Hey, kids!
Hi, Mickey.
How's it going? You here to buy drugs? You don't buy drugs.
I can't even swallow pills.
You have to hide them in his food.
We, wanted to ask you some questions.
Mickey, your turn! Oh, can you skip me? We play Lucky Ducks, but we play carny rules.
Seems fun. There's more beer and yelling than when kids played at Wonder Wharf.
Yeah, well, we're toasting cotton candy dam. That's why we're also gambling and pushing each other and punching each other. The first shift folks made a nice little memorial to put on the pier in his old spot, and us second shift folks are doing this.
Uh-huh.
Just ask him.
I will.
But pretty soon, right?
Give me a second. I can't just say, hey, Mickey, which carny killed cotton candy Dan?
Wait, did you say which carny killed Cotton Candy Dan?
The others look over.
It did sound like that, didn't it?
You come into Carniapolis and accuse a carny of killing another carny?
I think that's right. Is that right?
You know, it's bad enough that Mr. Fishoder kills one of us, which is bad boss alert, am I right?
Yeah.
But to throw it back on us?
Hey, hey, they're just kids.
Kid cops, little kid cops. They have those, you know, for going into small spaces and hiding in boxes.
Nah, I know these guys. They're not cops. They're little burger babies.
Maybe don't use that word.
What, burger? Sorry, meat patties?
It's just too much. First Fishoda kills Cotton Candy Dan, now this? I may have a tattoo of a dagger stabbing a heart going up into a skull and it says dead inside, but I have feelings, you know. Some lucky ducks get all the luck, some break their backs to make a buck, and sure we are a bunch of shady criminalist gents and ladies.
But we did our time, yeah. We paid for our crimes.
Well, most of us.
And our misdemeanors, how we self-identify weenus.
Even though we're kind of sketchy gals and fellas,
doesn't mean that Fishoda can go and kill us.
Working here can really be a roller coaster. One day you're cleaning vomit, next you're on a missing poster.
It's such a drag
to have a boss
who pays you bad,
who pays us back,
then bumps you off.
Some lucky ducks get all the luck.
Yes, they do,
but that's not us.
No.
Unlucky schmucks. It really stinks.
So we'll just play our lucky ducks.
Cool, have fun with that.
Should we get going?
Some lucky ducks get all the luck. You've said your piece, now listen up to me. Your life, it seems just fine. You think that's bad, try being nine. The other day, things got real crazy. A girl at school called me a baby. Yeah. Even though I'm small, well, I can tell you for sure I'm gonna be the one that solves this frickin' murder. I know you all think Fishoder's the one who did it, but I will find the evidence to get him acquitted. I'm just a kid.
It's such a drag.
That's what they say.
To have a boss.
Now run along.
Who pays you back?
Now go and play.
That bumps you off.
Some lucky ducks.
It really stinks.
Get all the luck.
It really sucks.
Until I show.
So we'll just play.
What is what?
Our lucky ducks.
Louise dances atop a trailer.
I'm gonna
The kids run off.
See, they're not cops. Cops don't dance around like that. They dance like this.
More like Carney Crapolis.
I liked it. I think I'm gonna have my next birthday party there.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, the theme's gonna be disgruntled.
That's nice.
As the kids walk their bikes down a sidewalk, Louise spies a bald man behind them.
Am I being paranoid or is that big scary Carney following us?
Maybe he just remembered that he forgot to murder us.
Oh, God.
Quick, this way.
They hurry into another alley, then another.
Dead end.
That's worse than split ends.
Tina, why'd you single this way?
I didn't.
Sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
No, of course not. Just following kids into alleys. Everybody loves that.
Is there something we can do for you?
You were asking who wanted to kill Cotton Candy Dan?
No, I mean, before, but not anymore. We've moved on.
I got something to tell you. I didn't want to say it back there. They don't want to hear what I got to say.
We're listening.
But maybe not making eye contact?
I was there that night, you know. The last night anyone saw Dan.
You were?
Yeah, we were playing Lucky Ducky on the wharf. And sure, Dan and Mr. Fish Oda got into a big fight. Mr. Fish Oda started throwing ducks at Dan's head. He kept yelling duck, and it was confusing.
I can see that.
Anyway, after the game, I went back because I forgot my stress ball. And it's just Dan, Mr. Fish Oda, and Felix Fish Oda, and they're yelling at each other, and they're all throwing ducks.
Wait, Felix was at the game?
No, he wasn't. Mr. Fish Oda doesn't let him play Lucky Ducky because Felix gives all the duckies different voices and personalities and it makes it take a while. That's why it was weird that he showed up that night. But nobody back there wants to hear that maybe Mr. Fish Oda didn't do it.
Oh my God, of course! Felix Fish Oda! It's so Felix! He has access to Mr. Fish Oda's gun, he was fighting with both Mr. Fish Oda and Cotton Candy Dan, and most importantly, he has a motive! He has a motive to frame his brother!
Because he's mad Mr. Fish Oda doesn't like his Lucky Ducky voices?
No, because I bet you if Mr. Fish Oda goes to jail, Felix gets his money. We gotta go to the cops.
Oh, mind if I don't go to the cops? I have to pick up my dry cleaning because it's dry now.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Thank you, Scary Carney. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Elsewhere.
Well, everything fits perfectly.
What's this for?
Olive bar.
What?
I thought you could have imported olives and they could go there.
Oh,
a side tray.
Sure.
While you wait for a burger, you help yourself to an imported olive.
Okay.
I got these on my way over. You can pay me later.
Hmm.
Mobile Bar Burger Mobile is a little fancier than restaurant bar burgers. You'll get used to it.
Where's Linda? I feel like she's missing all the fun of us setting up this car together.
She leaps out.
What's happening?
I get it. No questions from this guy.
I'm the marketing department. I took Gene's burger suit, let out the crotch a little bit, and bam. I'll push the product while you push the cart.
But the bikini.
It's summer. And sex sells, baby!
Yeah, Bob.
Is that sex? A burger with a bikini on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it.
Yay. All right.
I dreamt this.
Oh, no, don't tell us.
No, it was nice. Linda wasn't in it. It was just a burger and a bikini.
Yeah, still don't tell us.
I'm so happy right now. Let's go save your restaurant!
Parked across from a building, Bosco sips from a to-go cup.
Sergeant Bosco!
Holy smokes, you scared me.
Sorry.
Don't sneak up on a cop. That's our job. We sneak up on you. Why are you here?
We went to the police station, where you live, I assume.
But nobody from homicide would talk to us.
So then we went to look for you in robbery, but they said you were on a stakeout.
And they told you where I was?
They said you're at a dangerous biker gang headquarters, and we said the One-Eyed Snakes, and they said, yeah, and we said, oh, we know those guys, and they were like, what? And we were like, yeah, they're really nice.
Get down. Shh, you get down. Jane, sorry. We are
a guy parks his bike.
What are we looking for? Bikers.
Right, but doing what?
We got a tip that they stole a bunch of karaoke machines, and I'm watching to see if they try and move the goods.
That doesn't seem like their kind of crime.
As lights flash inside the bar, the door closes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're here to tell you that the police have the wrong guy. Mr. Fishholder didn't kill Cotton Candy Dan. His brother Felix did.
Wait, aren't you kids supposed to be in that place with the books and adults that tell you stuff?
Adult bookstore?
No.
School?
Yeah, school.
Some of us think we are supposed to be in school right now, yes.
Tina, the restaurant? Remember, if Mr. Fishholder goes to jail, the restaurant goes under.
Down under where the didgeridoo, whatever they're gonna do?
Get out. Get out of my unmarked stakeout vehicle. Go catch tadpoles or whatever kids do.
Go catch tadpoles?
Yeah.
Tadpoles.
Yeah, the things that turn into frogs.
We know what they are.
I was pretty sure, not bad to clarify.
We're city folk.
Oh, I see. You're just robbery. You couldn't help even if you wanted to, because it's a homicide. You don't know anything about that case, do you?
I know stuff. I know all the stuff.
Name one stuff.
I know something that's not in the papers.
Yeah, right.
I do. They found a cufflink in the hole near the body.
Yeah?
A very unique cufflink. Custom. It's a banana wearing a graduation hat.
Classy.
Carnies don't wear cufflinks.
True. A lot of tank tops.
I know carnies don't wear cufflinks. They searched Fishoder's house, but they haven't found the other one.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I bet they didn't search Felix's. We need to go to Felix's place and look for that cufflink. Go, go, go.
Hate it. Terrible plan. Don't like it.
Oh, good. Looks like you're taking your annoying conversation somewhere else. Bye.
Sergeant Bosco, you know you left the light on the top of your car.
Huh?
He grabs the red light.
Damn it! Son of a... Okay, at least no one saw. They don't know I'm here. Get away.
A biker takes out the trash.
Hey, Louise.
Hey, Critter.
You bothering that nice policeman?
No.
I'm not a policeman. What are you... Son of a...
Oh, my bad. You're just a regular guy. I'm sorry.
Your badge is on the dashboard. Can they see that?
And your coffee says Sergeant Bosco on it.
All right, get away.
Fresh hot burgers, sexy burgers.
Lynn.
Why?
Outside Wonder Wharf.
Does she look like a weird streetwalker?
Not too much.
How's the burger?
It's great. I've never eaten outside before.
Wait, what?
Hi, are you selling burgers?
We are.
I'll take a cheeseburger.
What was it? What made you want a burger?
I was hungry.
And then you saw a...
cart?
And a person dressed as a...
She's not with us. Shoo, shoo.
No, Bob. Fresh hot burgers, sexy burgers, fresh hot... Bob, it's Hilco.
You are the health inspector?
Oh, God. They know we don't have a license to do this.
Did you mean for me to hear that?
Crouch down.
Okay, but I
feel a little weird about it.
It's just quite a coincidence, that's all. I start using chapstick, and then all of a sudden you start using chapstick?
Why can't you just be flattered?
Oh, fine. Use it.
Oh, thank God.
They're gonna see us. Let's hide in Wonder Wharf. Daddy, let's move.
I'm still eating my burger.
Do I go too?
Yes, stay low.
Hugo faces his colleague.
Are you coming, Ron?
Sorry, putting on my chapstick.
The Belchers and Teddy push the cart through the entrance. Hugo glances over with a double take, then follows Ron away. Now the kids stash their bikes by the wall outside the Fish Odor estate.
Treehouse, go!
Louise scales the wall. Later, she leads her siblings through the dense foliage on the sprawling property. Louise hurries over to Felix's treehouse. Stopping at the ladder, she gestures upward.
Heaven? Sounds like heaven?
I think she's saying we're number one, but we're not all there, upstairs.
Oh my God, I'm saying let's go up the ladder and listen for Felix and see if he's in there.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Louise pops her head in the door.
Felix, Fish Odor? That treehouse hot tub you ordered is here.
Okay, he's not home.
Oh, God.
People, we are looking for a banana cufflink.
An educated banana cufflink.
Also, he might be in a murderer's house, just an FYI.
Yep, yep. If he comes home, you fight him.
On the wharf, Dizzy Dog dances for some kids.
Okay, do we go back out now? See if the coast is clear?
Or do we stay here? Sell these folks some burgers.
I'm in.
What? Let them throw up our food on the rides.
Hey, look, Bob Burgers is getting a little bit of a line.
No, we are not Bob Burgers. We work here now. At the wharf.
I mean, we don't. But I guess we could stay for a little bit. Also, we were never Bob Burgers.
Hello, ma'am. Sir, you can order anything from the top third of the front of the menu there, and anything from the left side of the middle section on the back of the menu. And you are welcome to a imported olive while you wait. Can I get the toothpick back when you're done? Bob's looking at me funny. Never mind. That is yours to keep.
I don't think it's here. We looked everywhere.
It's definitely not in this soft, soft cashmere sweater that I'm just rubbing and rubbing. Or is it? Better keep looking.
Gene nuzzles the sweater.
Crap! He's home! Quick, hide!
Louise crawls over to a corner. Tina tries to roll underneath the bed. Gene runs off.
We all did a terrible job. Gene, you're just standing against the wall.
Where he'd least suspect.
Crap! Everybody into the closet!
I'm just going upstairs. Going to get some stuff out of the closet.
Crap! Everybody out!
What about there?
Yes, click. Go, 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 go.
They exit through French doors onto a balcony.
This is lovely.
All right. Don't look, don't look.
Felix wears a naval uniform.
Okay, now look.
No.
Fanny, fashion show.
No.
Over a
yes,
video
look.
Call.
No, I'm sleepy.
Is that Fanny? I thought thought she was in jail.
I guess she's out and they're trying to make it work. I mean, the chemistry's there.
Fanny. This is my travel outfit. Look, you'll love it. Look.
Mm-mm.
Come on. Fleeing the country is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. We deserve to look good doing it.
I don't want to flee the country. It's too far. Oh, wait, that's cute.
Yay. Okay, what are you going to wear?
A hat that looks like shorts and shorts that look like a hat.
Okay.
It works, trust me.
Should we talk and pack, or what do you want
to... Bye.
Okay, all right, I'll meet you at the place. Fleeing the country.
Felix packs his bag.
Felix and Fanny frame fish order another fleeing the freaking country.
I can't believe it.
A little stuffy in here. Opening these guys.
He pokes his head out to the balcony. He returns inside. Louise gazes at the yard below.
I think we can climb down from here. Tina, you go first.
What?
Oh, God.
Tina boosts herself over the railing and steps onto a jutting tree bough. Jean ducks out of sight as Felix passes, then moseys along the balcony. He scoots onto the tree bough while Louise dangles from a lower one. They eye plates on a platform.
Weird place to put your dirty dishes.
I mean, he is a murderer. Maybe.
Yeah, murderers probably leave their dishes all over the place.
Jean, try that door.
He opens it and accidentally pushes a lever. The platform moves along
Jean,
a cable.
What did you do?
I don't know. This is gonna help me with childbirth later in life.
He strains one foot on and one off.
Okay. I have some questions about this moving balcony.
I think it's how he gets his meals and sends back his dishes.
Oh, then I love it.
Suitcase, you're gonna fly!
Oh my God, he's gonna see us.
Felix tosses his bag down and descends the ladder to the yard. Louise grips a cable to stop the platform from moving. Tina holds onto her and Jean onto Tina.
What am I forgetting? Have my mints? Packed my sleeping shorts? I'm good.
My wet wipes. I can hire a wet wiper when I get there.
Oh, thank God. He's gonna get away. We gotta follow him.
Nope, doesn't sound right, Jean. Back me up on this.
You can hire a wet wiper?
Felix boards the golf cart. The platform glides back, striking the porch rail.
All right. Follow him and call the police when we see what his plan is.
I want a moving dish balcony.
On the wharf.
Totally normal Wonderwharf burger.
We've sold a lot of food. Teddy, this cart is perfect. I mean, not perfect, but it's great.
No big deal, just helping out a friend.
But maybe we should move around a little bit so we don't get caught doing this.
We're not gonna get caught. Bob, we fit right in. A family just took a picture with me.
No, I saw that. A family was surprised when you jumped in their picture.
A lucky family.
Please, can we move to be safe?
Fine.
Let's do it.
We're moving locations, people.
Shh.
Oh, Bob, relax. Everything's going great.
What was that?
Back it up. Some cotton candy and a picture and a candle.
It's a little shrine for Cotton Candy Dan.
Oh, no.
It's fine. I'm going to put it all back together over here. Okay, that's broken. Oh, oops. That's not going to stand up. It's all right. Nobody saw, right?
What the?
Onlookers gawk.
Oh, crap.
Are you kidding me?
Well, why was it on the ground like that?
Because that was his spot.
Okay, yeah, that's a good reason.
We worked really hard on that memorial.
Kinda. Also, who are you?
Nobody.
Is that guy picking up a lead pipe? Oh, it's a hot dog. Still.
We should maybe leave the park.
We can't get to the exit. We'd have to get through him.
Oh, a balloon vendor glares.
New idea. Linda, Teddy, let's just run.
Yep, we're running.
The golf cart swerves along the boardwalk.
Why is Felix going into Wonderwharf if he wants to flee the country? Is Wonderwharf in international waters?
Maybe he wants to win a goldfish real quick.
No bikes on the pier.
Yeah, no, we know. We're friends now, though, so it's okay, right? Yeah, thank you.
I know that Felix is a murderer, but it's kind of sweet that he and Fanny are going to flee the country together. It's a real he fled, she fled situation.
What? Tina, get your head out of your boobs.
Right.
Tina gazes sadly down at her barreckless.
Hey, Tina, you're not really thinking about Felix and Fanny, are you?
Fantasy Jimmy Jr., what are you doing here?
You're thinking about me. You're thinking about this.
Boom. Wearing tidy whiteys, he swivels his hips.
Boom.
Holy crap. I don't have time for this.
What's that question you want to ask me? You're not nervous that I'll say no. You're nervous that I'll say yes. And that real me is just never going to be as good as fantasy me.
Dang it, Jimmy Jr., not now.
Yeah. She shoves him away.
Sorry. I'm okay.
Tina, focus.
Yep. Coming. Here I am.
Ugh, we lost him. Great.
They walk their bikes.
There's the band shell. See you soon, Shelly. We're gonna rock so hard. A lot of confidence here, despite what some robots may say.
What?
Nothing.
Look, the golf cart.
And he's parked in front of the funhouse like a true criminal.
What's he doing in there?
A lovely bunch of sailors dancing in a row. I knew I looked good.
Get down.
Exiting the Hall of Mirrors, Felix drives off in the golf cart.
Be beep, 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 beep. Thank you.
Hurry.
As the kids head off in pursuit, their parents and Teddy flee from Cotton Candy Dan's friends.
And... oh, parked.
The golf cart lurches into a barrier. Felix tosses his bag over, then climbs after it.
The molehill? Ugh.
I like the molehill. It's the ride they recommend for grandparents and people with heart problems. I go on with that.
Whee!
Felix enters a door in the hill.
What's happening in there?
Mole's got him, probably.
Come on.
Tina tries to stand her bike up.
Stupid kickstand.
Wait up.
A door sign reads high voltage.
I don't hear anything.
Well, it says do not enter, so I got... oh, you're going in.
What the?
They see empty scaffolding.
Where the hell did he go?
Ooh, buttons. You know what I like to do with these?
Gee, no. Geez, good thing you didn't push that one.
It's marked ouchie, ow, ow. The floor beneath them drops, sending them down a spiraling slide. They emerge in a nautical-themed lounge. Meanwhile...
I think we lost him. I think we're good.
Sheesh, you knock over one memorial.
Well, it was a nice thing that they made for their friend who was murdered.
And we were pretending that we work here and, I guess, taking money from them.
And they look like a giant bird and, you know, maybe they're hungry.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Go, 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 go!
Yep.
I
have an idea. You guys go left at the corner. I'll take the cart and go straight ahead. They'll follow the cart.
I don't think that's going to work.
Teddy, thank you!
Take care of Linda for me!
Turn here!
Linda knocks over Dizzy Dog.
Oh, sorry! Should we chase those guys?
Yeah.
Come on!
A carny helps him up.
Didn't work.
What is this place?
Did we go through a time warp?
I bet we quantum leapt.
Where did Felix go? Also, how do we get out of here if he tries to kill
children?
Ew, what are you doing here? Did you hear me go pee-pee?
Oh.
Children? Ew.
Mr. Fishholder!
What are you doing in our secret clubhouse?
What are you doing in your secret clubhouse? I thought you were in jail.
I posted bail.
Jail bail.
Yep, had to. Those beds were bad for my back.
How'd you get in here?
You were running around up there pressing buttons, weren't you?
Of course we were. They're buttons.
You pressed the ouchies button. Weren't you worried about ouchies? Okay, well, you can leave now. Bye. Calvin and I have some business things to do.
You have creepy face again. This is why I think you should grow a beard.
You know I can't!
Sorry, can you give us a sec? We just need to hug. We love each other.
Gross.
Guys, we gotta tell Mr. Fishholder that his brother framed him and then get him out of here before Felix does something bad to him.
This feels nice.
Yeah, we should do this more often.
Okay, yeah, but save the restaurant, remember? Great hug. Now, Mr. Fishholder, can we talk to you over here?
I don't hug.
Ooh, what's this thing?
James.
Ah, yes, my sweet old organ.
Your wiener?
That is the Orchestramarama.
I love that.
Interesting. Can I,
It is interesting. This used to be part of the old park.
This place was the Orchestramaramatorium, and it was the launch point for our underwater ride, Poseidon's Secret, spelled S-E-A, which I'm just now getting.
Oh, yeah.
You see, when our father bought the pier, he built Wonder Wharf on top of the old park, and he hid this room away. Sealed it up under the molehill.
Calvin fires a spear gun at moving targets in a game.
The sea monsters win.
Those look like dolphins.
Well, dolphins were considered monsters back then.
Mr. Fisher.
Quick question.
Yes, boy Bob Charlie.
Did our band borrow this when we headline at the Wonder Wharf band shell this summer? I assume it's easy to move. Follow-up question. Don't you think that now that we're borrowing this, we should headline at the band shell this summer?
Ha! You're dreaming. Johnny Jazz Hands is the headliner.
Gene, stop getting distracted!
Ooh, want to see our secret mini cars from the 50s that we drive in our secret underpier?
Yes!
Oh, goody!
He twists the nipples on a statue of Neptune. A secret passage opens, leading to a basement.
Okay, so this is here.
Calvin drives the others in a mini car.
Excellent for storage under piers. Old ride parts over there.
Carousel horses!
Shh, I'm doing this tour. Carousel horses over there. We can get ice cream anytime we want. Hello, bye. Stuffed animal storage units for when you need a little snuggle. Not as many in here as I would have thought. Maybe you're right, Felix. Maybe they do come to life.
I told you.
This was our daycare center slash bar.
Had to close it.
Yep, kids couldn't handle their liquor.
Okay, now that we got that out of our system, Felix, is that a stain on the back of your outfit?
Oh, God, no!
He turns in circles.
Mr. Fishholder, we have to tell you something. It's about Felix. We think that he's...
Ah, Grover, nice of you to join us.
Will you ever not be awkward when you come down that slide?
Someday. I feel like I'm getting better at it.
No.
No, you're not.
Orchestramorama time.
Oh, kids. So great you have kids here. Hi, kids. Sinkhole kids.
Hey, lawyer guy, you got a second for some quick legal advice?
Oh.
Sure you do. We're just gonna chat about a lawsuit I'm in. Tina, you wanted to talk to Felix about something?
No, I didn't.
No. You should talk to him now.
Really? Because I'd love to not do that.
Tina, talk to Felix. You'll be fine.
Oh, like you're such a treat.
Sorry.
Look, why don't I give you my card and you can roll?
Felix killed Cotton Candy Dan. He's framing his brother.
What? No. No.
Yes, we overheard him planning to leave the country.
Well, that part's true. They're both planning to leave the country. That's why they're here. That's why I'm here. They made me bring them books on tape. They're mostly coloring books on tape. I don't even know how that works.
What the hell? They're fleeing together? That doesn't make any sense.
Shall I accompany you?
No, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
No, thank you. Ooh, I like that. What did you just do? Keep doing that.
Felix and Tina watch them play the orchestramorama.
Well, this is fun.
Oh, have you heard you have from Fanny lately?
Yes, we're back together-ish.
That's good. Is she less homicidal now?
Yes, much less homicidal, thanks for asking. She's my little Fanny boo-boo.
Aw, you really love her, huh?
More than I love how I look in this outfit.
But what if how you feel about her, how you feel about love doesn't ever match how it really is in real life?
Well, this got deep.
What if no one lives up to anyone's expectations? What if I'm just letting a butt lead my heart down a dead-end road?
Boy, the energy over there seems great, doesn't it?
Stay in school.
La la la, la 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 la.
Felix traipses off. Tina throws her barreclas toward a round hole in the floor, but it bounces off a railing.
Darn it.
She kicks it to no avail. It snags on the railing.
Oh, my God.
She drops it into the water below.
Oh, is that gonna choke a fish?
Look, I don't know what the deal is with Felix, but you can't let them leave the country. Mr. Fishodor's innocent.
But he said he's afraid he can't beat the charge. That's why they're fleeing to Cuba in their submarine.
What are you two hush-hushing about over there?
Yeah, we can whisper too. See? It's hurtful.
We're talking about your submarine, which as your attorney and your cousin, I advise you not to use.
That thing works?
And goes places?
Yeah. Jealous? We tricked her out. We knew we'd eventually have to flee the country for one reason or another.
We're naughty little Nellies.
This baby can't even play books on tape. Grover, you bring the stuff?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yay.
It's all online, you know. How to convert a 1920s-era submarine-themed ride into an almost real submarine. Some videos are better than others. Avoid sub-dudes. But overall, pretty simple.
We shove off in an hour or so. We're just waiting for the tide. That's something submarine people say. And some of us will also be able to have one last land poo.
That's another submarine term, I think. Yep, we'll be refueling in a secret cove near Myrtle Beach by midnight.
And picking up someone's on-again, off-again girlfriend.
Ugh.
Oh, shush, she's great.
Okay, I forbid this. You're going to stay in this country, face trial, prove your innocence, and continue to be our landlord so we don't lose our restaurant. Great speech, Louise. Thank you. Yes, you're welcome.
If you do decide to stay, we should start talking about your legal strategy.
Boring.
And your arraignment.
Boringer.
Grover, let me put this on your head so we don't have to hear you talking.
Felix carries a diving helmet.
Hey, I did it. I put helmet on our lawyer.
You ought to be on an ottoman.
Oh, my God.
No. Bing, 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 bing.
Okay, nobody wants to solve this crime, and everyone is awful.
Oh, let's play that game where we spin you around till you fall over.
No, I don't like that game.
Pictures of silly rich people who just go to Cuba whenever they get charged with murder.
As Louise eyes photos, Calvin and Felix spin Grover on the ottoman.
Nobody will help us. Nobody cares. And the real murderer will just keep living their life and... Huh?
A photo shows Grover wearing a cufflink of a banana wearing a graduate's cap.
What the... Grover?
As Grover's cousins try to pull him free from a railing, Louise spies a scar on his arm.
That shape.
The tooth has the same mark.
Holy crap. Psst, Tina, psst.
What?
Louise mimes, biting her arm.
Grover! Bow, bow.
You guys seem very excited about something. Is it my sweet jam?
No.
Grover lets go of the railing and opens his helmet's faceplate.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like I farted. The other one's being jerky.
Oh, no reason. I forget.
What are you holding?
Nothing. Candy.
She sticks the tooth in her mouth.
So good.
Now you're gagging.
Nope.
Let me see.
he really wants some candy.
Spit it. What? Is that a tooth? It's so weird looking and...
He eyes the photo with the cufflink.
Candy for you these days. Looks like weird old teeth.
I see. And you enjoy that, do you?
Yeah, well, it does the trick. Oh, you're pointing a spear gun at us.
Yeah, right. Whoa.
Nobody move.
The faceplate shuts.
Nobody move.
They went this way. They must.
Meanwhile.
Right? Do you see him?
I can't really see anything.
The Belchers hide atop the band shell.
Bob, are those the kids' bikes?
What the?
And that's Mr. Fish on his golf cart.
What is going on?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Oh, no. I'm slipping.
Oh, my.
Now I'm slipping, too.
Sorry. What's that sound?
Oh, God. Hold on.
Oh, Kegels.
Dizzy Dog and his carny friend look around.
Huh. Well, now I don't hear it. Come on. Let's go to the front gate and try to cut him off.
Okay.
No, Fitz, this way.
Linda and Bob drop down.
Oh, God. Oh, just...
Didn't hurt. Come on, let's go find the kids.
In the clubhouse.
Okay, yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to get all your phones. Come on.
We don't have phones, and it hasn't been an issue socially at all.
Oh, really? A teen girl without a phone?
That's what I keep saying. It's just harder to justify every year. I mean, just...
Yeah, we don't need to get into it. Bye, phones.
He throws them in the water.
So, you were looking at the picture, and you saw my banana cufflink, which I bought for myself when I graduated law school, because no one else got me a present.
Oh, boo-hoo.
You went to law school?
I knew he bit me, but I didn't know he swallowed the damn thing. And you have that weird tooth for some reason, and it matches my scar, and now everyone thinks I murdered him just because I did.
Unbelievable. You killed Cotton Candy Andy?
Dan.
Cotton Candy Andy Dan?
It's just... Never mind.
You framed me. You're a terrible family lawyer.
And a selfish lover, I bet.
Well, we should probably hit the road.
No, we're all gonna stay right here,
where no one's gonna come looking for you.
Bob and Linda slide down.
Oh! Hold my face!
Ha! Now you're in trouble. Our mom and dad are here.
Two more phones splash down.
Oh, my babies. Oh, my babies.
I'm glad you're here. I mean, I wish you had more police with you, but yeah. Also, you look good, Mom.
Thank you, Tina. You better not have stretched my burger suit, but the bikini can stay. I don't know why we didn't put that on in the first place.
Sorry, we skipped school.
You skipped school?
No.
Why'd you do that?
We were saving the restaurant and solving a murder.
Solving a murder is no reason to leave school.
Okay, Department of Education.
Shush, shush, shush! I'm so annoyed. How did you find us? How did you even get in here?
We saw the kids' bikes.
Bikes!
And their bikes were by some stairs, so we went up and we went into the little electrical place.
Yay, buttons!
I don't know.
Yeah, Mom!
Nope, no cheering.
Sorry.
Diarrhea's coming back. My family's under attack.
It's not so great, I do agree. I've also got a bad wedgie.
Thought I could prove I'm not a baby, but now all of us need saving.
Dropped my hopes into the ocean. Sorry if a fish is choking.
Sure, a lot is happening, but I wish I brought my napkin thing. It might have helped to calm us down.
Everybody hush! Don't make a sound!
But why are you doing all this?
Okay, good question. I'll allow it. Look, I'm not bad. Even though I'm not a bad person, so I killed one carny. Well, it's just because I'm determined to finally get what I think that I'm deserving and to turn it into something worthy. Trust me, I'm sure you will agree. Would you like to hear my master plan? Okay, can you answer fast? Because I asked you, would you like to hear my master plan?
Yes.
Okay, that's more like it. I'm so glad that you asked. You see, I'm in the Fishholder Family Trust because I'm in the family.
Well, barely.
He's from the bad part of the family.
He means the poor part. They're bad because they're poor.
Shut it! Shut your front door!
Okay, okay. I said okay.
So, in this family trust, you see, you're ineligible to receive benefits if you've been convicted of a felony. And every single one of them has been. All except for Cousin Calvin, because he never got caught.
Yeah, baby.
Shush! So I frame him and boom! Now if something unfortunate happens to Calvin and Felix, whom will they suspect? Not me. No, no, no. Why would they?
Something unfortunate is going to happen to us?
Yes. Surprise.
Oh, poo.
Wait, both of us?
Yeah, sorry. You were so insistent about going with your brother to Cuba.
I bought an outfit.
Yes, we know. But let's just say your submarine isn't going to go to Cuba.
Oh, Cancun?
It won't make it out from under the pier.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Did you think that sub was going to make it to Cuba?
I think we might have gotten a little too excited about the sub idea.
I mean, isn't it just an old ride?
Yes, it runs on tokens.
But not the best frame job, right? I mean, why bury Cotton Candy down in front of our restaurant and then wait 6 years?
Right.
I didn't bury him in front of your restaurant, and I didn't want to wait 6 years! 6 years!
Easy, easy. Maybe we should hold off on the questions.
I had it all worked out. A top-rate murder! I shoot Mr. Carney with Calvin's gun. I stick him in a pile of dirt or whatever yucky stuff was near the entrance to the wharf. I leave the stupid foot sticking out so someone would be sure to see it. But little did I know that some numbskull backhoe operator working for the city was going to scoop up that pile without even checking for dead carnies. I come back, I've got nobody, I didn't know where they brought the dirt, and it's not like I could go around asking, hey, what's the word? Did anyone find any dead guys this tall, kind of a biter? It was a nightmare. But thankfully, blessedly, your stupid pipe burst and saved the day. The skeleton was found, frame job back on, and it's true what they say. Good things happen to good people.
Wait a second, is this all about your silly mega park idea?
Yes, this is about my mega park, my much more efficient and profitable than your stupid pier mega park. It'll have gift shops, oh. So many gift shops,
gift shops,
and so much parking, and I'll get the best marketers to do the best marketing and indoor motion simulator rides. If you could see my scale models, then you'd understand why Cotton Candy Dan had to die. It's gonna be so worth it.
Okay.
Because business dreams are about business. They're not about dreams.
That's not true.
All right, then. I think I got it figured out. I think that this is what I need. You're gonna all get in the sub, and then I'll launch you in the sea.
No, no, I don't think that's right.
No, that's right. You won't be able to get out. The handle's broken from inside. Then the pier will be on fire.
What?
Well, you caused it. Then you died.
Oh, that's so careless of us.
Yeah, what they'll say is this. Metal wheels on metal tracks will cause a spark, a little flare. Whoops, the drapes, they catch on fire, and it just gets worse from there. Up it goes into the molehill, which now seems to be quite full of cute and fluffy, very burny, flammable stuffed animals.
So they don't come to life?
I guess not.
And then the molehill turns into molehell.
That's what we call Dad's back.
We do?
Oh, 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 I have so many problems with this plan.
Like what? People on the pier? Gone. I'm closing early. What else?
You would burn in the fire too?
Nope. I made a fuse out of cooking oil, sugar, and balloon string. All things you'd find in an amusement pier. It's gonna go up the stairs, over the roof of this stupid room. And arson investigators will never suspect a thing. My fuse and my brilliant flammable stuffed animals idea gives me just enough time to get back to the gym, which is my alibi. I went there just an hour ago. I said the steam room was too steamy. I made a pretty damn big show. Then I slipped out the window, and that's how I got here now. I just sneaked back in through the window, and boom, I've been at the gym 3 hours.
I don't know if you have 3-hour gym body. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not believable.
No, you're too pasty.
Also, your mega park is mega dumb, and so are you.
I want to amend my earlier statement.
Here we go. Ugh.
I'm not that evil, but I'm feeling evil today.
Outside, lights of the attractions turn off.
Closing the park early. Always feels weird, huh?
Yeah, we never found those burger people.
Well, chasing them's the fun part, isn't it? Hey, you wearing that thing home?
Yeah, you know, I have a day later.
Oh, good for you.
Teddy arrives at the alley behind Bob's Burgers.
That was close. Glad we got you out of there, little cart. But boy, oh boy, did you do good selling burgers. I wouldn't be surprised if Bob and Linda use you every day from now on.
As Teddy taps the grill, the cart breaks apart on the pavement.
Oh! Okay.
He caresses the grill.
That's okay. You rest now. You did good. You're a brave little cart.
A raccoon approaches.
Get out of here. Not now, little King Trash Mouth. Get out of here. Oh, God. Oh, what time is it? The hockey game's on. It's playoffs. I might go over to Pesto's and watch a little bit until Bob and Linda get back. The cart would want me to keep on living, right? Yeah, you're nodding, right? You're nodding, yeah.
In the clubhouse.
He's drinking my drink.
Shh.
Don't like that. Okay, in the sub, fish odors first, and don't make this a thing. It's been a stressful day. Come on!
No!
In
you Grover go. Aims the spear gun.
Grover, I just want you to know that one time, when you were up at the house, Felix and I sat on your sandwich, bare-bottomed, and then we served it to you, and you ate it all.
His cousins board the submarine.
I tasted baby powder, and I thought to myself, how would baby powder get on a sandwich? And I was like, did they get salt and baby powder mixed up? And
eyeing Louise, Calvin touches his lapel.
On your sandwich.
He touches both lapels and nods toward the Neptune statue.
They powder their bums like they're from the 1800s, and they pull down their little pants, and they sat on your sandwich.
I can't.
And I hate them.
Tina twists Neptune's nipples. The passage to the underpier opens.
What the?
Go, burger people, go!
The Belchers hurry down. Grover shuts the sub's hatch on his cousins, then trips and falls to the floor.
I hate this stupid secret clubhouse!
Bob hits his head on the low ceiling.
Ow, where are we?
Get in the clam!
They board a clam-shaped car. Bob pulls the top down as Grover crawls over.
No, Bob.
As Grover aims the spear gun, they drive off. He spots a lobster-shaped car close by.
Where the hell are we going? I don't know, Bob. Just get us away from that lawyer.
How do we get out of this place? It's a maze.
Is there, like, an exit sign somewhere?
Ah! Oh, funhouse mirror.
Grover's car plows through the mirror.
Go, Bobby, go!
Yeah, I don't want to pile on, but go, Dad, please, very much.
Does anyone want to talk about that? I'm actually doing really well, considering I've never driven down here before in this weird underpier, whatever this is.
Okay, you're doing really, really well.
Everyone compliment your father.
I think you're handsome for your age, which is, what, 65?
Oh, my God.
He's ramming us. Hey, cut it out.
Grover swerves, then the top of his minicar gets sheared off by some pipework. He pops his head up. He rams the Belcher's car, sending it veering into the stockpile of carousel horses. Bob jerks the wheel, changing course.
Did we lose him? Did we lose him?
I don't know. Maybe. Kinda.
I think we lost him.
Yay, Dad.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna say it. This is one of our worst road trips.
I mean, it's up there.
Grover's car barrels out of an aisle and keeps hot on their heels.
Oh, Bob, what if you bust through there and we jump down onto the beach?
What? Great idea. I see no problem.
Oh, God.
Bob steers between support beams with Grover in pursuit.
I hate this. Oh, God, hold on.
They plow through a railing and plummet in slow-mo. They land on the beach.
That was terrible. Oh, I didn't like that.
We really lost him this time, right? He jumped too!
Man, that was our thing!
Drive, Dad, drive!
I'm going as fast as I can go!
They creep over the sand.
Faster to get out and walk? Bob, take the ramp!
Uh-huh, yep.
The Belcher's car ascends a wooden ramp. Grover's gets stuck in the sand.
Oh, no!
He fires a spear gun, deflating the Belcher's rear tire.
Ha-ha! What was that?
Coast on three wheels.
Shot out our tire.
Do we have a spare?
What?
I don't know.
We only had one arrow. That's good, right?
Yeah, but maybe we keep driving anyway, if we can.
You call this driving?
Sorry, signs.
Hey, this is our street.
Is he back there? Kids!
I can't tell. Everyone be less moist.
There's a giant hole. That's how we know we're home. All right. If he's not back there, maybe we jump out, go inside, and call the police.
I just got comfortable, but okay.
Oh, come on. It's stuck?
Oh, no. It must have got crunched when we jumped onto the beach.
All right. I'm hoping one of these is reverse.
It'll be the one that makes us go backwards.
Thanks.
They lurch forward as Grover rear-ends the car.
It's him! The brakes, Bob! The brakes!
The bald wheel throws sparks.
He's gonna push us into the hole!
Drive hole!
Gene! Oh, God! Let's hold on!
Oh, no!
Grover's car nudges theirs into the sinkhole.
Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Someone must have seen that.
Across the street at Pesto's.
He shows his gore!
Yay!
Oh, whoops!
Teddy spills his drink on the counter. Outside, Grover shields his face with his hand as he rams his car into the mound of dirt, sending it down into the hole.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
He's burying us. We gotta get out of here right now.
The Belchers struggle to lift the dome top.
Come on, clam, let us out of you!
Okay, well, I'm gonna try and break the windshield. Everybody move back.
How are we supposed to move back?
I don't know.
Okay, now pound for real.
I am pounding for real. It won't break. It's thick glass. I'm gonna try and use my legs. I can't get my legs up.
Bob tries to scoot his legs out.
It's fine. just a bulldozer, a lobster bulldozer, pushing some dirt into a hole. Not onto a family, no, far from it. Just fixing the street like a helpful little lobster.
Oh my God, we're being buried alive in a hole in front of our restaurant. This is my nightmare. We're living my nightmare.
Phones! We can use our phones! Where are they?
Grover took our phones.
As more dirt falls, the view goes black.
Oh, God! Kids, hold my hands! Where are your hands? Where are your hands?
And put that memory in a place you don't think about. Now let's get back to the wharf, launch my cousins into the sea, and we're back on track, baby!
Grover drives away from the filled hole.
Okay, I gotta think. I don't want to breathe all of our oxygen.
Oh!
Yeah, not to scare anybody, but don't breathe too much.
I'm gonna stop breathing! You kids breathe my air!
No, Lynn, just...
Oh, God! That's hot. How long was that?
Like 5 minutes.
I think I could breathe less if it wasn't so dark.
I have something that will make people breathe less.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I'm sorry, it's a fear fart.
Oh, I have my Coochie Colby nightlight.
The nightlight goes on and off.
No!
Stay on, Coochie. It's your one job.
This is like the worst rave.
Grover slides into the Molehill Clubhouse. As he pulls a lever, the submarine moves along a track.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Bye.
It plunges into the water and comes to rest beneath the pier. Calvin and Felix gaze out of a porthole.
Well, he's officially my least favorite cousin.
What about Baxter?
He's dead.
Yeah, but he's still the worst.
That's true.
Okie dokie. Submarine launch. Check. All right. Fuse. So glad I made a to-do list.
With a lighter, he ignites a fuse dangling down near the stairs. It blows out.
Damn it.
It reignites on its own.
Oh, good.
It blows out once more.
Oh, my God.
As he flicks the lighter, the fuse catches fire, only to burn out. He tries a little closer, and it lights.
Yep. Up, ta-da. I'm doing it.
He trots upstairs.
Doing it.
Back in the car.
I can't break it.
This is all my fault. Well, don't everybody speak at once.
No, honey. It's not your fault that much.
It is, though. I wanted to track down the killer and save the restaurant and prove...
The nightlight shines.
Prove I wasn't a baby. Dog, now you come on!
Oh, my baby. I mean, sorry.
No, stupid Coley Barbash was right. I am a baby. I was too scared to go in the hole. I was too scared to open the secret nipple door. Tina had to do it for me, and I wear these freaking ears. I mean, if you're brave, you don't have to prove you're brave. You just are brave.
What? Louise, you're brave. You're one of the bravest people I know.
It's not true. Also, you don't know that many people. Oh, I've never been brave. Come on, the ears. The only reason I got these in the first place was because I was scared.
What
do you mean?
You know, you gave them to me because I was scared about the first day of preschool.
That's not how it happened. I mean, you were nervous, and we had this idea to make you the hat. Your mother made it. It's sort of in honor of my mom, your grandmother. She used to wear this brightly colored winter hat. Even in warm weather. It was a little weird, but it was kind of cute, I guess. She always said it was because she didn't feel like doing her hair. I think she just liked it.
And I had extra materials, so, rabbit ears. But I made them after your first day of preschool, to celebrate, because you were so brave.
Really? I was?
Yeah. Do you not remember it that way?
No.
Yeah, you didn't need them.
You were plenty brave, with no hat at all. We were so proud of you. You slapped a kid.
I did?
Yeah, probably for a good reason, let's say.
You remind me of my mom, Louise. And with the hat, it's kind of like you two have met. I keep forgetting that you never did.
I wore that bucket on my head for a while. Any fun stories about that?
No, I don't remember any. We were concerned.
Well, thanks for the hat and stuff.
Yep. Glad we could clear that up, since we're dying.
Oh.
I mean, since we're just hanging out, alive, under the ground. I'm gonna push on the window with my head. Ow! This is not working.
That's it, then. The goddess.
Wait, no, don't you give up.
I'm tired, Bob.
No! You never give up. I give up. And then you say, don't give up. And I say, okay. And then we do that over and over. And now I'm saying it out loud. That can't be fun for you. Oh, God. Do you want a divorce before we die? I don't deserve you.
Nah, I can stick it out.
Listen to me. I'm gonna do for you what you do for me. I am not giving up. We are gonna get out of here. I am gonna lend to this.
Whoa! Dad, are you Fonzie?
Yeah, you made the little Cocoa Puffs go on.
Coochie-coochie.
Coochie-coochie?
No.
Well, the light's helpful, because we are gonna get out of here.
How?
In a really cool way that's gonna come to us. I mean, we're in a car, kind of. What if we Drive?
Where? Down?
Like to China?
I like it.
Not to China, but no bad ideas.
I mean...
Oh, down! What if we do drive down?
What?
We're on top of the water main. The new section of pipe is plastic. We lost a tire. Maybe metal grinding against plastic. Metal wins.
Grinding like sexy dancing?
What's that?
Never mind, go on.
So the wheel breaks the pipe and the water gets us out somehow?
Or it could do the other thing water does.
Hot tub time machine?
No, drown us.
Oh, well, I never saw the movie, so...
Oh, I think this is our only chance. I'm bringing it on!
Bob starts the engine.
Oh, Bobby, kids, I want you all to know how much I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
I love all you, Mama Jamas.
I love all of you too. We don't have to, like, do any kind of order. Why even bring that up?
Okay, I'm worthy. I love you. So the kind of thing you say when we're gonna die. And we are not gonna die.
Bob! Linda! Are you up there?
Oh, looks like they started filling in your hole.
Not well at all. Yeesh, they just kind of shoved some dirt.
A geyser gushes up, depositing the car onto the street.
It worked!
Yes.
Oh, my sweet babies!
So glad we're not dead.
I'm happy.
I'm thrilled.
You guys, the fish owners in the submarine with the wharf falling on them? What do we do? What do we do?
It's still stuck.
Daddy, help us out of here.
Did you guys get a new car? I've never seen this before.
Daddy, we need you to help us open this. The thing is stuck.
This thing is stuck.
What'd he say?
I do not know.
So, bad news. The burger cart fell apart. It was just too beautiful for this world.
Nothing. No idea what he's saying.
Teddy runs into the alley.
Well, Teddy left.
He grabs the side tray from the cart.
Long story. I'll tell you later.
Little King Trashmouth nibbles food. Returning, Teddy tries to pry the car's hood open with the tray.
What did he say?
Olive bar.
He stomps on the tray, popping it open.
Clam bam. Goodbye, clam.
Thank you, Teddy.
Olive bar.
Yeah, no, I know.
Dad, you have a pea spot.
That's not a pea spot. It's from water. See? All the water. But thanks, Dana.
It's right where a pea spot would be, and no other parts are wet.
Okay. So, Teddy, call the police. Kids, stay here. Linda, stay with the kids. I'm gonna run down to the wharf and try and help the fish owners not get killed. Good plan.
Bob runs off.
Wait, why are you following me?
We're not.
Okay, but you are.
No, we're not. Bye, Bob.
Yeah, and maybe mind your own business, Dad?
Hello? Is this the police? I'd like to report a thing. A thing happened. You need more than that? Hold on. My good friend Liz is going to talk to you. She's married to my best friend. Hello?
They hurry toward Wonder Wharf. Standing on a dumpster, Grover opens a window set high on a building's wall.
Climbing through the window?
He tries to set his foot down in the locker room on the other side.
Come on, someone move the thing. I do have a 3-hour gym body. Huh?
He falls to the floor.
Grover Fishotter wants to destroy the whole pier?
Yeah, to build a mega park.
With gift shops.
Oh, gift shops.
I know, but not worth it, right?
Yeah, no, right.
In the molehill.
Where's the fuse? Where's the fuse?
There!
The fuse continues to burn.
Oh, my God. All right. Give me your nightlight for a sec. I'm gonna see if I can climb down.
I didn't even know I was still holding it. I guess I need a nightlight everywhere I go. That's great.
Louise.
It's fine. Don't mess them up.
Stuffed toy prizes cover the walls.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, you think it would be comforting.
Everybody, please get out of here.
Bob, don't do it. I don't want you to catch on fire. I don't think you'd like it.
Just get away from the wharf. Don't
Louise
worry,
sneaks
I'll be fine.
Off.
I can make it.
Okay, you're too positive right now. Maybe take it down a notch.
Big jump.
He leaps across onto some scaffolding.
Where could him go? I mean, kind of.
He's not used to this much physical. Dad, go faster.
Do you need your workout mix, if you had one?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Dad, get off the track. I'm going to ride the ride down.
Louise!
Not the best time for going on rides.
Louise, no, it's too dangerous.
Dad, you're not going to make it in time. But the track goes right past the fuse. I'm going to grab it when I go by.
No, I'm going to make it. I'm starting to get good.
He crashes to a lower section.
Oh, boy.
Oh
my God.
Come on, Mole. Don't be so slow. Still faster than you, Dad, though. No offense.
Yeah, but there's a wicked turn coming up. There it is.
Oh, Louise, be careful. Don't get decapitated and then burnt up.
I won't.
She flinches from a beam.
Dad, you look like you're about to climb right in front of me.
Nope, I'm going to leap across really quickly. Oh, God, not that quickly.
Get off the track.
Bob clings to the frame.
Oh, it's getting close to the animals.
Okay, got it.
If you miss, we won't have a second chance.
I know. Very helpful info. Thank you.
You might have been right about being faster. I mean, just a lot of beams. This place is over-engineered, I think.
I'm excited to talk about this with you later.
As the burning fuse nears a plush bear, the mole-shaped car comes up around a bend in the track.
Come on, little arms.
Leaning out of the car, Louise reaches for the fuse. The others look on. Louise slips but manages to dangle from the car.
Ah!
She sees the flaming fuse nearly touching the bear.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Louise hops on the car, scrambles over the seats to the back end, and hoists herself over.
Did you get it? Or are we all dead?
She grips the fuse.
Yes!
Yeah! I did it! I did it!
You sure are, honey!
I am brave!
And super humble!
Hey, Dad, good work to both of you.
Thank you.
In the sub, Felix's hands rest atop Calvin's.
You're gonna miss that pier, and being alive, and you, my friend.
Aw.
Gotcha.
Ow!
You owe me $1,000.
Let's play for two.
Switch. I'm gonna miss you too, pal. I've always looked up to you.
Gotcha! Poop it! I got.
Play for three?
Gotcha. Ow!
I hope you suffocate first.
That's interesting.
I wonder if that's a giant squid trying to mate with us.
Well, it could do a lot worse.
Now, a crane's winched cables haul the sub up from the depths. A lifeguard boat shines its light nearby. Teddy and the Belchers watch from the wharf.
Aw, they're singing.
Ooh, Teddy, can I borrow your phone real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Are you ordering takeout? Can we get traditional Thai street food from that new place?
No, I'm not ordering takeout, sorry.
Oh, in a diner.
Yeah, a lot of people think a robbery is kind of the coolest division, you know? Where the cool cops work. I don't know if that's true, but, a lot of people think it. Hey, hello.
In the gym.
Bye, front desk person. You were here when I came in 3 hours ago, weren't you? I remember your, shirt. You probably remember me too, right? This face? You're not looking up. There you go. You remember this ugly mug, right? You have earbuds in. Did you hear anything I said? Oh, you did. Good. Anyway, this is Grover Fishoder saying goodnight.
Cops arrive.
Hi there. First on the scene. No biggie. I beat you. And you. I beat you, too.
Crap.
Daytime. Text appears 1 week later. A balloon floats up into the blue sky above Wonder Wharf, where parkgoers enjoy various attractions. On the bandshell, a guy adjusts a microphone stand. Wearing the burger suit, Gene paces nearby.
Oh, boy.
How are you feeling, buddy? You nervous?
Oh, no. It just feels like my insides are fighting to get out of my bottom hole.
Hey, listen. You're gonna be great.
Or we're gonna be bad and insides out on stage.
You know, I heard you guys practicing in the basement when I was cleaning up last night.
You did?
Yeah, and you sounded great. Parts were great. And your music, it makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna make other people happy, too. So maybe you should be unoptimistic about it.
Mom says that.
Yeah.
So you're stealing.
I say it now, too. Also, she's helping Tina with her wig, so I have to try and say what she would say.
Take her material.
Yes. Come here.
They hug.
Thanks, Dad.
Just have fun up there.
That's such a shorter pep talk.
Now, Itty Bitty Diddy Committee performs. Gene plays a spoon instrument while his sisters sing back up.
You say.
Felix dances near Calvin, who plays the orchestra-marama. At the bank.
Here is a check for all the money we owe you.
For this month?
Yeah, for this month. Thanks to our very grateful landlord.
I still think he's not grateful enough.
That's true. He could be even more grateful. But still,
signing it.
That doesn't look right. Is that my signature? Let's just say yes.
So there, we did it, Mr. Bank.
Please don't call me Mr. Bank.
Sorry.
People aren't usually so cocky when they make their very late loan payments.
Well, get used to it. One more.
Ow.
They high five. At school, Jimmy Jr. approaches Tina in the hall.
Hey, Tina.
Oh, hey, Jimmy Jr. Happy last day of school.
Thanks. You too. So I was doing parkour down on the beach with Zeke. We're really good at parkouring. Or I'm really good at parkouring. Anyway, I found this.
A barrette plus.
It made me think of you. Maybe because you have the same kind of barrette. If you want it, it smells like seaweed.
Jimmy Jr.?
Yeah?
There's something I wanted to ask you. Something summer boyfriend related. But then I thought maybe it was a stupid question for anyone to ask anyone ever. And my heart was an idiot. Oh.
Rolling!
I'm doing parkour up the locker, Jeju. You see me?
It looked a little awkward, Jake.
I'm working on it.
You fell off the wall.
Yeah, what am I looking at here?
Parkour!
What were you just saying?
Oh, I was saying I thought my heart was an idiot, but then you found my breathless. And now it kind of makes me think maybe there's only no romance in the world if you believe there's no romance in the world. And who wants to believe that? Now I don't know why I got so hung up on the question I was going to ask anyway. Mostly, I just really want to do this.
Tina gives him a kiss.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Outside, Louise perches on a playground bar as Chloe and her friends look on.
You're not going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
You think because you, like, saved the wharf or something, you're all brave now?
Yeah. On three. One, two, three.
She does a dead man's drop.
Your hat fell off.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Louise, reminding you that you have detention today because you skipped school. Oh, my God, your ears fell off. Okay, it's okay. What do we do? What do we do?
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Emergency council session? I can get puppets here so fast. Ms. LeBons, will you go to my office and get security blanket Hank and... Oh, just get them all.
No.
Mr. Frond, I'm good.
Oh, really?
She's good.
Okay. I'm so proud of
you. Don't say you're so proud of me.
Yep.
At Bob's Burgers.
Is everybody ready to do this again?
The Belchers step outside.
It seems like you're making us.
Daddy did a good job.
A storefront banner reads, Grand Re-Re-Re-Re-Opening.
Are we dead set on burgers? I mean, is it too late to change that?
Oh, yeah. We could do wraps.
Or soup?
Soap.
Bob's Soup and Wraps has a certain sound to it.
Oh, my God. Everyone, back inside. Back inside. Never mind.
Thanks, Mr. Wonderwarp!
At the band shell.
Finally, now we can bring out Johnny Jazz Hands.
Oh, goody.
My burger buns are shaking for you.
Now, characters dance against backgrounds of fast food ingredients. Appears the Bob's Burgers movie. We'll be right back. film has been described by Deluxe with funding by 20th Century Studios. Now, Tina, Jimmy Jr., and the three zombie boys ride on Jericho's back.
Tina, it's a little crowded, isn't it?
No, it's fine.
Okay, it's just I want to...